Follow Anchor. This is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now. Blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully finding enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello, you. This is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we have a guest here. His name is Vasco Marques. He's already smiling because he might think this is so funny. Why are you scrolling already on Instagram?
I'm just looking.
You're just looking.
I'm just waiting for your introduction.
Well, actually, it's funny that you're on Instagram because that's how we met. So basically, if I'm correct, what happened was you commented like one of my photos, like the Gary Vaynerchuk poster photo. And then I spoke to you, like I messaged you or you messaged me. I don't remember.
Me neither. But you can basically say that it's basically because of Gary Vaynerchuk that
you're
here today.
It is. It is.
So thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah. Okay, so Vasco, he identifies as a digital designer, right? That would be the right word to say. And I guess, Vasco, I pass it to you to introduce yourself properly in the way you want it to.
Okay, so first of all, thank you. My name is Vasco. I'm at the moment 20 years old. I'm a digital designer from Lisbon. Basically, my path into being a designer, I can say that it started when I was pretty young, not necessarily being a designer, but it's funny because I'm writing an article about this. When I was pretty young, I was the type of kid that was constantly watching Art Attack and constantly with dirt in my hands and playing around with cardboard and white glue and pieces of wood and cutting the wood and gluing the wood together. Mm-hmm. So I was always doing stuff. Then when I started to gain a bit more taste for drawing and photography as well, I started to draw. And then when I was in the basic school, I was that kind of kid that was the best in the arts and crafts discipline.
Mm-hmm. That all the teachers would say, this one is gonna make it.
You should go to an art school. So that's basically what I did. When I was 15, I went to an art school in Lisbon called António Arroy. And basically that's when my design, quote unquote, career started.
Yeah.
I did a industrial design degree, and even before I ended up the course, the degree, I started to learn how to build and design websites on my own. And my first side project slash personal project was actually a redesign of the Pulling Bear app. I remember I created a Behance account, I designed the app in like 4 hours, which turned out to be incredibly terrible. Yeah.
And why Pull and Bear?
I honestly don't know. Probably I was just looking at something that I wanted to buy, and I remember
not feeling like it would be a great experience.
This would be cool to have like a better. So at the time I was using a HP Compaq laptop with Photoshop, like a very prehistoric computer and prehistoric version of Photoshop. So I remember that I just started to design it and I uploaded to Behance. And for some reason, the project was captured by the curators of Behance. And that made me gain a lot of exposure.
They pushed the content, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that gave me a bit of motivation to keep doing that. So that's what I did. And then before I ended up the degree, I started to talk with a company called Online Teen Golf, that at that time they were based in downtown Lisbon. I started to change some emails with the lead designer. I ended up going to the place to talk with them, and I actually started to work there. And it's like three and a half years, and I'm working there, and I'm pretty happy. Yeah, that's basically it. In these last 3 years, I was actually the main responsible for designing the Android app. So
pretty big deal.
Yeah, at that time Android was not very famous for having a good design language and a good look and feel, so it was good that Google introduced the material design. And basically, yeah, I would call myself a digital designer. I design websites, I build websites, and I design apps, all things digital.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back a little bit. You gave us quite a big introduction. Yeah. You're probably the guest that gave us the biggest introduction. Usually people, they're like, I don't really know what to say. Hi, I'm... So it's good that you did, because some of the things that you've mentioned, I do want to go deeper into those. So you mentioned your first kind of side project, and the first real project that you started to do with like digital design was the one for the app for Pull & Bear,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I guess around this time you were in high school, right?
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, how did it all start? Were you already learning some design skills and design languages while you were in high school? Or were you already starting to get more curious into it and you started looking online and opening up Photoshop, opening up Illustrator and that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
So at that time, my mother had a physical store and she needed the website. A few years before, I was into playing guitar, and because I was always a kid that enjoyed to have my hands doing something,
yeah,
I decided that I wanted to build my own guitar.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I started to look online for different parts,
mm-hmm,
for the guitars, and I actually ended up enjoying the parts of listing all the parts that were available. And for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to list all that, put it in a website and sell it. Obviously, I was like, at that time, I was like 13, probably. So I wasn't being mm-hmm. taken serious. So that didn't work. But I needed the website anyways, because a service that I was providing was basically people that wanted to paint mm-hmm. their guitars. I were collecting the guitar and sending the guitar to a paint shop that painted guitars.
Okay.
So I was like the middleman between the person.
Okay. So you set up
a website to do exactly that.
Like the connection between this and like being the intermediator,
exactly.
Right? Okay.
So I was using like probably Wix or Weebly or some platform like that.
Yeah.
So after that, when my mother was working in that physical store, she was selling like ink cartridges for printers and that stuff.
Yeah.
So she needed a website. And she didn't have the money to pay
an agency or
to build a website.
A freelancer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I started to learn HTML and CSS. I started to understand that it was not just writing some lines of code and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually understood that in order to build functional and a good website, it needed to have some kind of logical and actually design thoughts
mm-hmm,
behind
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So I understood that, and I started to learn that. So I built the website. If I were to look at it today, I would probably be very ashamed.
Link in the description.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, that website did not. And then when I was in high school, because I was in industrial design, even though it was industrial design, we still had some kind of design basics mm-hmm. and how to think when you are going to build a product.
Yeah.
And that thought can be applied to all things design. Even if you're a graphic designer, an industrial designer, or a digital designer, the concept is always the same, which is
you have a problem
to solve.
Exactly.
How can you solve that problem in the easiest way, not just for you, but for the end user as well? So that was my foundation on how to think about design. And then the digital part of things, the actual practical. It was all me that I wanted to, mm-hmm. to learn that, and I learned that.
You Googled, you YouTube,
yeah, a lot of Google. I actually used a platform called Team Treehouse, which is a platform that you pay X amount of dollars per month, and you actually have access to all their courses, and you have from code mm-hmm. and programming in Python and Ruby and all that stuff, to design, to how to build a business. So you have a lot of good content, and that was actually one of my main resources. And but yeah, Google, a lot of Google, a lot of Stack Overflow, a lot yeah. of YouTube mainly
yeah.
as well. And then when I bought a MacBook, I installed Sketch, and that was the main turning point when I started to take design a bit more serious, because my thought was basically, okay, so I've invested quite a bit of money into this
yeah.
small machine, so let's make this
a real thing. Yeah, yeah. Let's start working exactly. professionally, getting all the right tools. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
I guess it was a lot of trying and working again and learning how to do. How many programming languages do you know since then?
So
how many do you know now? That's kind of what I'm asking.
Okay, so at the moment, if you ask me to build like a CMS or thing that requires server-side programming, at the moment I can't do anything. So because I forgot everything, because there was a time that I understood that, okay, so I want to be a designer. Mm-hmm. Or I want to be a developer.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to choose between one of those two things. I ended up choosing to be a designer. But a few years ago, I was a lot into Python.
Mm-hmm.
I started to learn how to code with HTML, CSS, and PHP. And then I ditched PHP and I started to learn Python and JavaScript. I started to learn how to write Java in order to build Android apps. And I think I also started to learn how to code in Swift to build iOS apps, which is with which I...
You still work today, right?
Today I use HTML, CSS, and JavaScript to help in the company. But no, at the moment I'm not programming anything. Right now I know HTML and CSS and JavaScript. That's
and that's your main thing. So you're mostly focusing, like you said, on the front end instead of the back end.
Because
right?
One of the things that I understood also is that I'm a designer, but I enjoy designing things that will be developed and used.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is just for me. So
you don't
want to
just
build...
come up with a plan and like a mock-up and stuff and then nothing happens.
I don't want to design something, even if it's just some basic web app, for example, and it will die in Dribbble or Behance. So mm-hmm. my thought is that if I'm investing my time in designing this, at least let me try to build this.
Yeah, and to make it useful for someone or something. Yeah.
So if at the moment I'm working on a project that needed to have like a database or something, and if I need to learn how to build that, I will learn how to build that. It will not be perfect, obviously, but at least I'll try to make it work. But I'm not learning to code in order to be hired for a company to be a developer.
Totally understand what you mean. Yeah. Okay. After you start, you did the website, and then you said eventually that project was somehow curated by Dribbble, and then you started getting more people seeing it, and then someone from Hole 19, you said lead developer, or lead designer contacted you.
Yeah.
What was your initial thought, and I guess what did your parents think as well? Did you tell them right away, or how was it?
So my parents, they're divorced. So mm-hmm. divorced. So at that time I was 1 week in my father's house and another week in my mother's house. My dad, I was always a kid that was constantly in front of the computer, especially in those years because I was learning all that. And my dad that just didn't understood why I was in front of the computer. And it was actually a pretty important moment because that was the moment when he understood that I was not just playing around and I was actually doing something, and that ended up translating into being a job. So that, in talking about my relation with my dad, that was the moment that he understood that I was actually into something. My mom always understood me a bit better. Obviously, she was pretty happy. And I was actually not... I didn't understood how that worked because I never started to learn this in order to make money or ended up working at that.
You weren't like, I was networking, or anything. You were just exploring.
Yeah, exactly. I was just learning because I enjoyed it. And I still learn it today because I enjoy it. All the projects that I had on Behance and on Dribbble, basically everything that I have that is not related to online team, it was all free project. Everything that I did was either a side project or a project that I did for a friend or the site for my mother. Everything was like, it's free, take it. I just enjoy doing this. Obviously today is not like this anymore, but yeah, I just learned because I liked it, and that ended up being transformed into me working for whole 19. So yeah, I was pretty happy. My mother was pretty happy as well, and my dad too. So yeah.
What do you do right now as someone working at whole 19?
Yeah.
What is your usual day at work? What would you say?
Honestly, it depends. So whole 19 is basically a company that has not just an app, but the main product is an app that helps golfers improve their game. So we actually provide different kinds of stats and graphics, and we also have a social feed inside the app. We have flyover views of basically all the courses in the world. We give them distances, we assist
like
the golfer.
Like a coach, but it's an app,
exactly.
Right? Sort of.
So that's the main product, but we also have multiple other products around that main product. So because golf is actually like a seasonal kind of thing, it depends. So imagine that we are in the middle of the golf season. We have different tasks. For example, at the moment we are building new features to be released when the golf season starts.
When does it start, by the way?
I think...
He's not the golfer, guys.
April, I think. I'm not sure. So, for example, this month we're building new features. So my day-to-day basis is just building new features for the app and assisting the marketing team to build assets to be shared, to promote those features.
The new features, yeah.
But for example, when we are in the middle of the golf season, we might have to readjust those features. So the work we do is a bit different.
Yeah.
But honestly, across all the months in the year, we're always building new features and improving the features that are already built. But because we're just two designers in the whole company.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't just design for the app or design for the website. We have flyers to design and magazine ads and Instagram posts and Facebook posts, things that we need to show off in the golf courses.
So you do a little bit of everything
exactly.
In a way, right?
Exactly. But when it's needed, I do all other different things. But yeah, my day-to-day work, it will always be different because it shifts when it needs.
And what do you like more about all of the things that you've mentioned, that you said you do quite a lot? Which part is your favorite part to do? What do you enjoy more?
At Hall 19 or?
At Hall 19, of all the tasks and all of the projects.
Yeah, my main thing is just designing for the app. From the moment
everything.
That we have a new feature to build,
mm-hmm.
like the feature only exists in the spec doc, we need to read the spec doc, we need to collect feedback from the users related to other past features, but that will help us to build that new feature. And I enjoy the process of starting something from scratch and iterating from the first version until it's right and mm-hmm. that will benefit the user.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
And why this name, User Interface and Experience Design? Is this your official title or is this the title that you chose for your LinkedIn profile? I'm saying
my LinkedIn profile
says User Interface and Experience Design.
Yeah.
It's what you do at Hall 19.
Exactly. but that's true. My LinkedIn profile is a bit outdated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like LinkedIn or you don't usually like care much about it?
I don't usually am on LinkedIn. I have a profile and I have, I believe, some links and a picture.
And now that we're talking about social media, I remembered something. What do you believe are the most important like social media platforms for someone who is a designer?
Instagram is my main go-to. Also Dribbble and Behance, but I think Instagram for building your personal brand. I think Snapchat is also useful. I don't use Snapchat anymore because I started to use Instagram stories for it. I know that I should be on Snapchat as well, but I'm not. But I think Snapchat, in order for you to show off your day-to-day
mm-hmm.
things, and Instagram stories as well.
And kind of like the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
in a way,
I think
right?
that Snapchat and Instagram and also Facebook for building your personal brand or your brand if you're building like an agency or something like that. And then Dribbble and Behance and also your personal
Your
portfolio,
website,
yeah,
your portfolio, yeah.
For you to show off your projects. You can
and maybe
also
to be discovered as well.
Yeah.
Kind of you can become discovered through those platforms,
yeah.
And then once people find you, they follow you on
yeah.
the other platforms,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So a Medium as well, if you're into writing. But I mean, as a designer, we're building visual content, so it makes sense.
Okay, so you've mentioned Medium quite a few times. Do you remember when you started Medium and why?
No. I think that my first article on Medium was written in like 5 months ago.
So it's quite recent for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you were a user from before, right? You found out about Medium before.
I had an account on Medium even before I was hired for Hall 19.
Oh, really? So it was a really long time ago.
I always enjoyed Medium. And in these last 6 months, I started to understand that it would probably be a good idea to start writing something.
Why?
I think it's a good idea. First of all, I like to write and I like to read a lot of articles from Medium and not only from Medium. So it's like a personal challenge for me to write in English and to learn how to structure a post, even
and
if
structure
it's just
your mind as well,
exactly.
And what you want to say, right?
So that's the first thing. And the other thing is that I want to be able to connect with other people that are also into design and are also into writing about design. I think that Medium is pretty good for that because they have access to a lot of people, so it makes sense to be in there. So I write not to be like a rock star designer, just to dump my thoughts into words and to share a bit more of my work and my thoughts as well with other people. So yeah, my first post talks about an idea that I had that could solve the problem that we have in YouTube, the YouTube app, when you want to listen to music and you cannot turn the screen off.
Yeah.
Because YouTube will stop.
YouTube, fix that,
playing the music. So I think I designed like a pretty simple concept on how it would be a good idea to solve that. So you wouldn't need to turn your screen off. If you want to know more about it, you can check it out on Medium.
Yeah.
But my other articles are just talking about my projects and talking about a bit of my thoughts into how to be a designer. So I'm not into giving advice. I'm just sharing my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually writing an article on finding myself as a designer.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I was having a bit of struggle in understanding if I was a graphic designer who enjoys to design logos and business cards and all that kind of stuff, or if I wanted to code, or if I wanted to only design websites. So,
and how is that going? Have you finished?
I'm writing that article for like 2 months and yeah, I'm like 50% done.
You've probably changed your mind along the way too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm starting to be able to just write it and leave it a bit of time in there, then come back to it later, read it again, change a few things and publish it. Yeah. So I think that I can share that article in March, and yeah, that's it.
I've seen people like doing posts on like a specific project that they're working on.
Yeah, I think I did something like that.
Yeah, because I've seen people like sharing like a specific project that they're working on through a Medium post and then kind of ask feedback from people. Have you done that? Is it something that you want to do?
Yeah, I think it would be cool to do that. It's interesting because a few weeks ago I read an article from a designer that he was basically saying that in his opinion, the best portfolio you could have for your design work was Medium.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, you have access to a lot of people in there. Then you actually have access to a good platform, which Medium is, and you can basically write a case study and insert images into your post, and you can actually build like your personal publication, so you have all the structure you need to build your portfolio in there. The only thing that I do not agree with him is that we shouldn't stay in just one platform and just feeling that we're on that platform and we'll be there forever, because platforms change. So that's why I have my personal website. But
that's something Gary says as well.
Yeah.
He says like you should have your own personal website, because otherwise
website, but also you should be in Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook,
all
those places, because if for some reason one of those platforms changes, or
you've lost it.
Exactly. So, well, Gary had 1.something million followers on Twitter, and Twitter started to weaken a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary is huge on Instagram, and he's huge on YouTube, and on Facebook, and on Snapchat, and on Musical.ly, and on Medium as well. So, yeah, that's the only thing that I do not agree, is that you shouldn't be only in one place. But yeah, I think Medium is a good place to be.
Okay, so we're almost ending, but before I want to go through some of your side projects that you're working on right now. Which ones do you want to share with me and the listeners today?
The one that I would consider worth to share is a side project that I have called Mark II Swag, MK2SWAG. It started as an Instagram account that the main purpose was to share pictures of Volkswagen Golfs and Jettas from the second generation of that model. Because that's my first car is a Golf, a Mark II Golf from the 90s, and I love that car. And I always followed a few accounts on Instagram that shared pictures of those cars. So I thought that it would be cool if I started my own page, because I had so many images saved on Pinterest and on Instagram, saved posts and all that, in order for me to just save the images.
Yeah, because you enjoy them, because they inspire you.
Yeah, exactly.
You.
So I thought, okay, so I have all these images in here. I'm starting an account to share these images. When I ran out of images to share, I started to curate
content
from all those other accounts. So I started this almost a year ago. Then I started to enjoy that, and I built a website, and I'm basically now making a kind of interview to each project car owner. So the people that have these cars, they spend a lot of time and a lot of money into modifying their cars. So I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting. So I'm building that. I'm building the project because
you
I know
like
that...
You would like to see something
exactly,
like that.
Yeah. I'm building something that I know that if someone else was building that, I was going to read that. So that's what I'm doing. I'm interviewing people that have those cars, and I'm constantly sharing images on Instagram. Yeah, I would consider that as my side project. It takes a lot of time.
And the one that you're hoping to become like a real thing and everything. And you already have quite a lot of followers. I was very surprised at the time. How many do you have now?
Right now I have almost 10,000 followers on Instagram, yeah. All of them are
real
followers, not
no bots, yeah, no scams here.
It's interesting because I didn't have the notion that it actually takes a lot of time and a lot of dedication to build an Instagram follow base. Because if you want to build a following that is a real one and with people that actually interact with your content, you have to spend a lot of time liking and commenting and following people and not following and then unfollowing them. Just following the people, consuming
caring,
their content, and connecting with them and message the people from Instagram through DM. And it's interesting because you start to understand what it really takes to build a following. And then you look at those accounts with hundreds of thousands and millions, and I think, okay, these people are doing this for quite a long time, and this probably takes a lot of effort and a lot of money. So I respect that, and I think that I can get there, but at the moment I'm pretty happy with my 10,000 followers. Yeah. And
do you have Swipe Up already?
Yes,
you...
I do.
Yeah, congrats.
My main goal was to reach 10,000.
Yeah.
At the moment, if I don't have more followers, I'm okay with that. I just wanted to have the swipe up feature for the Instagram stories because it's pretty helpful to send people from Instagram to the personal website or to send them to another location outside of Instagram. It's very useful. Other than that, I'm okay with 10,000 followers. I was okay with 5,000.
Hopefully you'll get a few more out of my podcast as well.
Yeah,
If
you're into cars and if you like Golfs and German cars and old cars in general, feel free to follow Mark II Swag. And you can also check the website at mark2swag.com. And I'm on Facebook as well. with Mark Duswag. And yeah, my Dribble and my Medium account is all at byvasco, byvasco. My Instagram as well, and my Facebook as well.
Yeah, and I'll leave those links up for people as well.
Sure.
Vasco, one last thing. What would be your advice for like upcoming designers, kids that are now just learning their own thing at home? What would be your advice to them for someone who wants to start a career in design in today's digital age?
The only advice that I can give is to people that are just starting, because my advice would be to, first of all, understand if you really enjoy doing that. If you're starting to be interested in design, keep doing it. One of the best things you can do is share your work. Even if you think that is not good enough, which my projects obviously weren't, but you need to share your projects, you need to share all your work, not all of it, but you need to share work. That's how you build connections, and that's how you end up having a job, if that's your main goal. And don't be afraid to talk with other people and connect with other people. And also, you need to know that it's going to be a lot of bad comments, so you have to understand that if people are commenting bad things just for commenting bad things, you should ignore them, I think.
It probably means you're getting somewhere as well.
Yeah, but if you're receiving feedback and it's not very good from your point of view, you should try to understand why that feedback is bad. Don't care about the people that will go to hate. And yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah, the way that you've been doing
exactly.
It, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one last thing, you will be your biggest critic, and that's why when we are designing our portfolios, we just can't get into the final version because
we can't ship anything, right?
Yeah, you need to get over that, and you need to share it, and you need to understand that if you want to be a designer, you're not going to design things for you, you're going to design things for people to use. So accept that, and sometimes the work is not beautiful but is useful, and that's what matters. You being a designer means that you are going to solve problems, so you're not going to be, if you want to be a designer and a pure designer, you're not going to be a pure artist. So you're not here to build just beautiful things. If you can do that, great, but you know, you need to understand that you want to build beautiful and useful and functional things.
Sounds like a great way to end. And like Gary would say, done is better than perfect, right?
Yeah.
Vasco, thank you so much for being here. I hope that you have enjoyed it as well.
Yes, I did.
Was it your first interview ever?
My first podcast. I think that I spoke a bit too much.
But I'm really glad that you're here. I'm glad you're the first designer on my show as well. So congrats on that. And I guess we're going to say goodbye to everyone.
Okay, bye-bye.